Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything. Me.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered. For just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from How Stuff Works. Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Imagine opening a dusty box shelved away in a research facility. Inside, you see some small bones, a few antique artifacts, and a tiny mummified hand colored an eerie shade of green. Would you shriek in terror? Would you worry it was a harbinger of some terrible curse? Would you at least see if the mummified hand could grant you a wish or two? Remove the literary shock value, and that's precisely the dilemma that presented itself in 2005 when two biological anthropologists at Hungary's University of Szeged investigated a box filled with small bones and the mummified hand of a human baby found in central Hungary. Though discovered in a medieval cemetery, the remains of the baby, either premature, miscarried, or stillborn, according to the researchers, date back to only the second half of the 19th century. But how was the baby's hand mummified, and why wasn't the rest of its body equally preserved? To answer this mystery, the researchers looked to the artifacts found alongside these human remains. A small ceramic pot and corroded copper coin were part of the burial package. The researchers found that the copper coin exactly fit in the baby's hand and surmised the copper from the coin leached into and preserved the organic material. Their findings were published in a paper in the journal Archaeological and Anthropological Sciences. The paper details that the mummified hand contained copper levels 497 times higher than would be expected, and that another baby found at the site, buried without a coin, did not show similar mummification. The authors wrote in the paper, "According to ethnographic references, newborns who died without being baptized were rolled up in some sort of textile and buried in a pot, for example, a milk jug or a small wooden box in abandoned cemeteries, usually located close to the ruins of medieval churches." They also point out that low-value coins were occasionally placed next to or in the hands of a corpse as an offering to the afterlife. In its metallic form, copper is antimicrobial and can rapidly kill bacteria, yeasts, and viruses. Ancient civilizations knew of copper's microbe-fighting powers. In fact, one of the oldest books ever discovered is an ancient Egyptian medical text known as the Edwin Smith Papyrus. Dating back to between 2600 and 2200 BCE, it describes using copper to sterilize chest wounds and drinking water. And the practice continues to this day. Researchers proposed in 2009 using special copper drinking vessels to sterilize water in areas where other antibacterial medicines and applications are less common. Today's episode was written by Christopher Hasiotis and produced by Tyler Klang. For more on this and lots of other long-lasting topics, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.